نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفهم قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله وثانك ألمايتي الله who in his infinite mercy has made it possible for us to place last Monday in congregation. May Allah Ta'ala accept our prayer. Inshallah, we will continue with our study in this book titled Aqidat al-Tawheed, written by Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan bin Abdullah al-Fawzan. In our last class, we were discussing We started by defining the meaning of shirk in Islam. Then we went further to mention a number of reasons why shirk is the greatest sin in Islam. And we concluded the last class by mentioning that shirk can be divided into two. And we mentioned the first category, which is ash-shirk al-akbar, as the major shirk, which is the type of shirk that takes one out of the club. And that was where we stopped. Inshallah, we will continue with the second type of shirk, where the scholar man is one of the right, the second type of shirk, that the shirk would as well, that is the minor shirk, that the shirk in a minute. This type of shirk does not take one out of the law. Like in a young host has to be, but it reduces your domain. وهو وسيلة إلى الشرك الأكبر. And this type of shirk is also a means to the major shirk, meaning it can lead to the major shirk. وهو قسمة. This minor shirk is also divided into two categories. القسم الأول, the first category, the first shirk, ظاهر عن اللسان والجوارح. The first category is that shirk that is manifested on the lisan, manifested on the tongue, wal jawari, and other parts of the body. Wa huwa al-fadhu wa af'al. That is words or statements, wa af'al and action. So this is the type of minor shirk is manifested on the tongue and other parts of the body. The example of words that constitute shirk are the Qur'an, the Islam, like swearing with other than Allah. Some people have lived in habit. When they want to swear, they swear with other than Allah. You see somebody swearing by his father or by his mother's family, or somebody will say, I swear by my own father. And similar things like that. This kind of thing is haram in the Sharia. It is regarded as a shirk, but a minor doesn't take you out of one. That's why he said, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man halfa the shirk of the kafir, aw ashirk. Brother, whoever swears with one of Allah, as he is disbelief, all that is a shirk. Okay? For the disbelief or shirk, refer to the minor shirk. So, swearing by other than Allah is wrong in Islam. In other hadith, the word is man kana haliya fal ya'lam billah. Whoever wants to take a oath or whoever wants to swear by Allah. the wrong, and also another type of shirk that is manifested in tongues. What? The wrong is saying, Masha Allah worship. This is an expression that's very common among the Arabs. They will say, Masha Allah, what Allah wills, worship, and what will mean. Okay? What Allah wishes and what will wish when they are talking to somebody. He said this is wrong. Why? Because the Prophet said somewhere. Lamma qala lahu rajul, when a man said to the Prophet, Masha Allah washita. Somebody came to the Prophet and said this kind of statement to him. He said, what Allah wishes and what will you wish or not? Faqala, the Prophet now said, Ajahatani lamma jiddan. Have you made me a rival to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who said to the man, you should say, Masha Allah wa say, what Allah means, he knows. Okay? So it's wrong to say what Allah means and what he means. What does it mean? What Allah means, he knows. Also, another example again. He said, wa qawlu an also saying, lawla Allah wa qula. If not for Allah, and so this is also very common, even among us. For example, if somebody, I've seen somebody who took his son to the hospital and is saying that, if not for God and the doctor, my child will die. This is very common. If not for God and you, I would have been a doctor. This is a very common expression among people. This kind of expression also is not proper in the area. It's what I say, what the word? The correct thing to say, and you can't, if I'm going to say, Masha Allah, whom Masha Allah, what Allah will, and then what also person will. Okay? And, Wallahu Allah, whom Allah, if not for Allah, and then also person. Why? Because the Allah Summa, because when you use the word Summa and then, to be the Tarjim, this indicates a sequence or an order. Ma'at-Tara, in addition to indicating that one is behind the other. Okay? If you say, if not for Allah and the doctor, my son will have died, you are like saying, both Allah and the doctor have equal role. Okay? But if you say it's not for Allah, and then the effort of the doctor, here it's very clear that you are indicating that Allah takes its supremacy. You understand? So that's why in the Sharia it's not proper to say it's not for Allah and so to the supremacy. But say it's not for Allah and then. But when you say and then, that will indicate that the effort of that person come behind the rule of Allah. He said, that's why he said, the end of Ummah, the meaning that and then, to be the Shaykh, it indicates a sequence. Ma'at Tarasi, in addition to showing that one comes after the other. What does the Ajah al-Shari'at to have? Tabi'at, the Mashiach. And it makes the will of the Sabah to follow after the will of Allah. كما قال تعالى أجلت لي على في القرآن وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. الله says that you will not mean anything except what Allah wills, the Lord of the creation. So the will or the wish of the servant comes after the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَأَمَّا الْوَاوْ. But when you say أَنْ, that's really not wow. If not, so the person is not Allah, and so the person, when you use and alone, for here, لِمُطْلَقِ الْجَمْعِ وَالْإِفْتِرَاءِ. It indicates just combination and partnership. لَا تَتَّبِي تَلْمِيبًا وَلَا تَحْرِيبًا. It does not apply, a sequence, or that one comes after the other. وَمِثْلُهُ قَوْلُهُ مَا لِي إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنْ. This is another expression that is not proper. But someone will say, Ma yi illallah wa an. I have no one except Allah and you. For no reason, he says, when you read somebody who is helping, he says, me now, because I don't have anybody except God and you. Alright, I think it's also wrong. It's better to say, I have no one except Allah and then you, like that. Then, another example is, وَهَذَا إِنْ بَرَكَاتِ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتِ. This is another expression common among the Arabs. They will say, this is as a result of the blessings of Allah and your blessings. So we combine between the blessings of Allah and the blessings of that individual. This is also not proper. So all the essence of this is, for one, to always recognize the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Every other thing that man can do for you, you know that if Allah does not win, it will not happen. And that's why you want to indicate the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are examples of words or statements that constitute minor issues. In other words, Wa'amma al-af'al, for the example of action that constitute minor issues, examples are like permitting look to enter, like wearing a ring. Some people wear rings in the form of charm. It says, look to enter, like wearing a ring, one height or thread. Some people tie some thread on their hand. In order to raise any calamity that has been falling there, either sickness or any calamity, how does it do also protect themselves from such calamities even before the unborn? So when one wears this kind of ring, okay, then he is committing sin. That one meeting Talit Sama is another example is what? It's handing talisman. You know those talisman that people used to do, or amulets that they do, and they hang it either on their neck or on the neck of their children or on their hands and things like that. All those constitute shirk in Islam. He said, for me to try to samai, like hanging talisman, how one in an eye because of fear of the evil eye, or they are another thing that people are saying. People, a lot of people are afraid of the evil art. I hope you know what we call the evil art. You know the evil art? An eye. You know it? I don't know if it's here, but the evil eye is green. It's common, very common among the Arabs. Okay? But we need to understand that the evil eye is not the same as witchcraft. Okay, there is a difference between witchcraft and evil eye, what we call al-ain in Sharia. Al-ain in Sharia is a situation whereby it's a natural creation. That was how Allah Ta'ala created some people. They are created in such a way that when such a person sees something that impresses him, when he sees something that impresses him and says, MashaAllah, and he says, this thing is very good, or this thing is very beautiful. Just by being impressed by that thing, we call that thing to be destroyed. It used to happen like that. Some people, like among the Arabs, it was narrated that among the Arabs, when somebody is partnered with the camel, for example, and somebody who has this kind of evil eye, when he sees a very beautiful camel that is fat, fleshy, and, you know, healthy, how beautiful and how wonderful is this camel. Immediately the camel will fall. It will fall sick and even die. You understand? It used to happen among the Arabs. In fact, there was an incident where the Prophet was traveling. The traveler was a group of companions. And on their way, they alighted somewhere to take the rest. And one of the companions went to take his bath. When he entered the line, he was taking his bath, he removed his clothes and he was walking. Alright, you are calling water. But another companion who has that problem saw him. He said, MashaAllah, I've never seen a beautiful flesh like the flesh of this companion. He immediately that companion fell down and he said it. And people ran to the prophet to complain that, come and see what has happened to this person. When the prophet came, he asked them, do you suspect that somebody must have inflicted it on me? They said, we don't see any sign. But we want to look at him and you are expressing how impressive he is about it. When I said that any of you who has a problem, when you see something that impresses you, he said you should put blessing of Allah. When I said that Allah barakah, why don't you say the Allah blessing? Okay? So such a person, it's not as if he intended to have the other person. It's just that naturally, that's how his eyes are. When you see something impressive and he expresses that expression, it causes damage to that person. So in order to prevent that, because the first people, when you see something beautiful, you say, may Allah bless you, the power of Allah, may Allah bless you, this is. That will help in protecting such a person from falling under that affliction. Okay, in that hadith, it was narrated that the Prophet instructed that man, that man that had that evil eye, to perform ablution. He performed ablution to the goat, and that water was used to pour on that companion that came again, and immediately he stood up. So that's how to treat such a problem, right? To perform. But like I said, it is different from witchcraft. Because to me, this kind of stuff, like I said, there is no intention of harming the other person. It's natural. But to me, when a witch sees something, he intentionally wants to harm. Right? And he does it from natural things, either using the tea or the charm to harm the other person. Unlike the person who marks and he does not intentionally want to harm, so that it happens like that. So, it is common for people wear amulets or talisman on their head or on themselves to protect their children from such evil eyes. So it says, إِذَا أَعْتَقَدَ أَنَّ هَذِهِ أَسْبَابُ لِرَفْعِ الْبَلَاءِ أَوْ دَفْعِهِ. A person who puts on ring or talisman, if he believes, and has me as well. He believes that all these things he is putting on are just me. The rough is bala to raise calamity. I would definitely need also protect from him for how that ship will happen. Then that is minor ship. Okay? A person is putting on talisman, he knows that it is Allah who protects. But he believes this talisman is like a means to gain Allah's protection. In this case, he has committed Allah has not made this thing to be a means to securing oneself. Amma in Qatar, but if such a person believes Annaha Tazbaw, that talisman is the one by itself that protects our Tarfa, or that talisman has the capacity to raise Al Bala, any calamity, the Nafsiya by itself, for how the shirk will happen, then that becomes a major thing. The Allah Ta'alaka Divinia, because such a person has depended on other than Allah. So, when a person uses talisman, okay, believing that Allah will protect, when he sees this talisman as a means to gain Allah's protection, for him, he believes that the talisman is God and the capacity to protect, not Allah, but the talisman will protect him. Then in that way, he is committing a major error. Okay? He is committing a major error. And the Prophet of Allah said that, man ta'allaka shay'an yukila ilayhi. Whoever depends on something, alright, before depending on Allah, whoever connects his mind to something, Allah will lead him. So that's why it is a major shirk. Then he now says, Al-Qismu Thani in a shirk al-Asghar. The second type, the second category among the minor shirk is what? The shirk al-Saqib. It is the hidden shirk. Wa huwa shirk fil iradat wa niyyat. That is shirk in purpose and intention. Okay, that's why it's called the hidden shirk. Why? Because it has to do with the mind. Nobody sees what is in anybody's mind except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it says that the example of this is show off. When you do something for show off, was summa. When you do something for people to hear you, okay? It says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like for somebody to carry out an action. Among the things that one is supposed to do to seek closeness to Allah, you really mean Salah and not Ali. But he says he wants people to praise him for it. Okay? Like for him to justify his prayer. Ordinarily, when you pray, you are supposed to pray in order to seek the pleasure of Allah, isn't it? When you pray seeking the reward of Allah. But by the time somebody comes to the mosque, because he sees he's sitting down, he now says, let me buy my prayer. So that people will say, my God, this person has fulfilled in prayer. Or this person prays very well. You know, the intention now is for people to praise him. Now, this kind of intention constitutes shame. And that's why it's called a leading shame, because nobody knows. As the person is praying, we don't know what is mind, isn't it? So it is needed. Only Allah knows what is in everyone's mind. He said, how is the subject? How for someone to give sadaqah? The adam and yumda were yukna alayhi. He's giving that sadaqah because he wants people to praise him and to say difficult things about him. So don't do like that. You know, there's a story, a very funny story. Story of somebody who gave money. There's a scholar who used to preach, and they used to show his preaching live on a particular channel. So one man sent in Sadaka. Alright, and he told the person who gave Sadaka to tell the scholar to announce that it is me who gave Sadaka. So that everybody will hear that it is me that gave Sadaka. You know, and when the scholar announced that so Allah is somewhere, God is Sadaqa, may Allah reward him, and people made that dream. The man was at home, and he saw the way the mosque was shouting that he became happy. He called them, he said that Allah is Sadaqa. You can see that his intention, he wants to be praised. Okay, he wants to be praised amongst people. Now this is wrong. I'm not saying that it is haram to announce your sadaqa. No, it's not haram. Okay? It's allowed in Islam to give sadaqa and announce it to some of people. Probably that will encourage others to also do sadaqa. Okay, but once you struggle with the mind, try to as much as possible to make it solely for the sake of Allah. Okay? Now. He said, how the sadaqa come to be taken? Or for him to offer some kind of zikr, maybe the tradition of the Quran, for example, that when you think south amongst the tilawa, or for him to beautify his voice when he's doing tilawa, when he's reciting the Quran, the answer is an yasma'ahu Allah, because he wants people to listen to him. There are people like that. Okay, when he's reciting the Quran, you see him reciting the Quran beautifully, so that everyone will say, MashaAllah, that man is a car, MashaAllah, he's enjoying his voice. Okay, if his intention is for that purpose, then it becomes a hidden shame. Okay, but it is good for one to recite the Quran melodiously. The Prophet said, "Man lam yatabanna bil Quran, falaysa minna." Whoever does not recite the Quran melodiously is not part of it. So it's good. Okay, I'm not saying that everybody is saying, "Recite the Quran melodiously," it is really not. Okay, because riya is hidden in the mind. Only Allah knows that. But it's something that affects everyone. Okay, it's one thing, it's one way to the people of the Shaitan. Once you start to do something, Shaitan will come to your mind and say, somebody is going to see it possible. So you need to constantly fight your mind, okay, so that you can keep away this kind of thing. Then he said, Le'adi Aliyasma, I want you to listen to him. But you can know Ali or Yamaha, so that they will now say this and say this thing about Allah. That what Riya is a part of the Amal of Salah. When Riya becomes mixed up with any action or any activity of Salah, it destroys it. It renders that action to be in vain. Sallallahu alayhi wa ta'ala, Allah says to Quran, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَلْقُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ Whoever is hoping to meet his Lord, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا then let him do righteous deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا and let him not associate anybody, anyone in the worship of his Lord. So if you want to meet Allah in a pleasant manner, then do righteous deeds and do it sincerely for the sake of Allah. Do not associate anyone in your worship. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأكبر what I fear most for you is what الشرك الأكبر is the minor shirk قالوا يا رسول الله they said O Messenger of Allah وما الشرك الأكبر what is minor shirk All the process are here. Alright, it is for you to do something for sure. Okay, it really is a very dangerous thing in Islam. That's why in other hadith of the Prophet said that on the day of judgment, the first set of people that Allah Ta'ala is going to judge them are three set of people who ordinarily have done righteous deeds that will admit them into paradise immediately. But because they didn't do it because of Allah, they will be condemned to hellfire. The first of such people is who? Somebody who went for jihad. Alright? The Prophet said that Allah will bring out in the presence of all the creation on the day of judgment. Somebody who went out for jihad, Allah will call him out. Allah will say, you so better. I gave you good health. I gave you strength. What did you do with it? He will say, oh Allah, I use it to go out for jihad. I fought peace and Allah. I fought because of you. Allah will say, Kazak, you are telling lies. But we went for jihad because one group is saying that this man is very crazy. Didn't do it because of Allah. The Prophet said, Summa Umi Rabbi, for Suhiba ala Rabbihi, Hatta Umke Fina. The Prophet said that Allah will command and such a person, they should hold him and drag him on his face till they will go and throw him into hellfire. Then they will call the second category of people. Those are the scholars. Allah will say, you, I gave you knowledge. What did you do with the knowledge I gave you? You say, oh Allah, I used this knowledge to do da'wah. I taught people and I recited the Quran because of you. Allah will say, you are telling lies. You did it because you want people to say, mashallah, this person is a great scholar. This person is a good writer. And people said that, so that's your reward. Today you have no reward for me. Allah will command that they should drag him on his face and they want to do it in the hellfire. Then the third category is that person who was rich in his lifetime. Allah will call him out in the presence of everybody. Allah will say, I gave you wealth. What did you do with this wealth? He will say, oh Allah, I spent this wealth generously. I helped the poor people. I did all good things with this wealth. Allah will say, you are very light. You didn't do it because of me. You are doing it because you want people to be crazy. That man is very generous. Then Allah will command that they should drag him through on his feet and throw him into hellfire. So riya is a very dangerous thing in Islam. And that's why we need to constantly fight our mind, so that we dedicate our actions solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Wamin, also another type of hidden shirk, which is very closely related to show of support, that Al-Amal, the adil al-Tamil, as dunya. If we want to do something, to do an action because of worldly gain. Okay? This is related to riya, but it's not exactly riya. You know, the person who is doing riya, he's doing it because he wants people to praise him. This one now, he is doing his action in order to acquire what we gain. You understand? He's not doing it because of Allah. He's doing it to get money. So, he says, command your people, like somebody who goes to perform Hajj, or you ask him, or somebody who works as a mu'adhdhin, or your human nurse, the adil man, or somebody who is leading people in prayer because of money. Do you understand? أو يتعلم العلم الشرعي, or someone who speaks Islamic knowledge, أو يجاهد, or he goes to fight for Islam, the adil man, not because of Allah, but because of money. Okay? So this also is wrong in Islam. Do you understand? It's wrong in Islam. It is not haram in a mosque, for example, to appoint an imam and put him on the monthly salary. It's not haram, okay? But let the imam fight his mind. Let his intention not be because of that money that they are giving him. Alright, when he leads you in prayer, let him lead you in prayer because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody is appointed as a mu'azzin in the mosque and he plays on monthly salary, it's not haram also. But let him not be doing his work because of that money, okay? Let his intention be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, ذلك عبد الدينار. First said that عبد الدينار, the slave of dinar. Dinar is money meant made from gold. ذلك, such a person will become Muslim. Okay, this is like a supplication against such a person. When he says, ذلك عبد الدينار, the person who is the slave of gold, is in the misery. Likewise, the person who is the slave of dirham, dirham is money meant made from silver, is also going to be miserable. Then is Abdul Khamisa. Also, the person who is a slave of Al Khamisa. Al Khamisa is a cloak, alright, a type of cloak used to wear in those days made from silk. Alright, that's what we call Khamisa. Because that is Abdul Khamisa, a person who is a slave of cloak made from silk, is also going to be miserable. That is Abdul Khamila. Al Khamila is also a type of cloth, a velvet made from wool. They used to wear it at that during the time of the Prophet. Anybody who is doing anything because of this kind of worldly thing will become miserable. He said, in all of your rubbish, if such a person is giving this thing, he will be pleased. When in the mirror of God, if he is not giving, he will become angry. So this is the indication that God is doing it. Because of that person. When you give him money, he's happy. When you don't give him, he becomes angry. So that shows that it's also with that money that he's collected. Because if he's giving his speech, he's happy. But if you are not, and when he's not giving, that is that he becomes angry. Call the Imam Ibn Qayyim, Rahimahullah. And Imam Ibn Qayyim, may Allah have passed on his side. He said, Wa amma shirk of the irada, wa niyya. As for that type of shirk, is purpose and intention. That's like a sea, a very big sea that has no shore, that has no pool. It's not to indicate that it's something that encompasses everybody. Okay? Then what Allah to do, very few people are saved from this kind of thing. That from an arada the amali, where are watching that? Whoever intends with his action, other than the pleasure of Allah, whenever I say it, غَيْرَ تَقَرُّ إِلَيْهِ and he intended something other than seeking closeness to Allah, closeness to him. وَطَمَبُ الْجَزَاءَ مِنْهُ other than seeking the reward from him, that's وَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ إِنِ يَدْهِ وَإِرَادَتِهِ so the person has committed shirk in his intention and purpose. So what is ikhlas? The ikhlas, sincerity, what is meant by that is what? And يُقْرِسَ لِلَّهِ for somebody to do his work sincerely for the sake of Allah, be as alihi in all his activities, وأقواله and in all his statements, وإرادته ونيته and his purpose and intent. وهذه هي الحنفية and that is the true حنفية, that is the true religion, straight path, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ملة إبراهيم, what is the religion of Prophet Ibrahim? التي أمر الله فيها عباده كلهم, which Allah commanded all his servants. ولا يقبل من أهل غيرها and nothing will be collected, will be accepted from anybody. Other than that, وَنِيَا حَكِبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ and that is the reality of Islam. فَمَا قَالَ تَعَلَىٰ just as Allah says, وَمَنْ يَوْتَدُ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ whoever seeks any other religion other than Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ it's not the accepted from me. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ on the day of judgment, such a person will be among the users. Then وَنِيَا مِلَّةُ إِبْرَاهِيمِ and that is the religion of Prophet Ibrahim عليه السلام الَّذِي مَنْ رَجِبَ عَنْهَا which whoever abandons it, for who are made asking is super hard. Then such a person is among the most foolish type of people in Ghana. That's the end of the condition from Ibn Qayyim. The scholar says, there's a last part of Mimma Marra, Anna Hunaka Furukan, Bena Shirk and Akbar, one after. That from all that has been said, we can summarize that there are differences between the major shirk and the minor shirk. What are the differences between the major shirk and the minor shirk? This is the summary of the whole discussion. One, he said, a shirk will act. The major shirk, Muslims in Allah, takes one out of Islam, takes one out of the religion. What shirk will act, la yukhrij min al-jannah. But as for the minor shirk, he doesn't take one out of the religion. La jannahu yahu al-tawheed. But it reduces your tawheed. It reduces your iman. You understand? So the minor shirk, it's just like a major thing, but it does not take you out of Islam. Number two, the shirk al akbar you khallat sahibahu finna. Shirk, the major shirk, makes one who commits it to dwell in hellfire forever. Or shirk al akbar la you khallat sahibahu finna. But the minor shirk does not make one who commits it to dwell in hellfire forever. So in that manner, that if he enters into hellfire. One who commits minor shirk, it's possible for Allah to forgive him completely without admitting him into hellfire in the first place. And it's possible Allah will put the person into hellfire for some time. But at the end of the day, Allah will still remove it and take it to Morada. So one who commits minor sin does not dwell in hellfire forever. Number three, let Ash-Shirku al-Akbar yukhrij jami' al-a'mal. Major sin destroys all the sins. Ash-Shirku al-Akbar, but the minor sin, la yukhrij jami' al-a'mal. It does not destroy all the sins. وإنما يحدث الرياء والأمر والأمر لأجل الدنيا الأمر الذي خالطه القدر. He said, but الرياء and when you do something for show, والأمر لأجل الدنيا and when you do something because of dunya, because of worldly gain, all these five, يحدث الأمر الذي خالطه. He only destroyed that particular thing that this intention was missing. Okay? So when you commit a major sin, all your previous sins will be rendered in vain. But when you commit a minor sin, all your previous sins are still intact. Is that a particular sin that you have this intention that will be destroyed? No. Then finally, number four is that a shirk al-akbar will be Islam al-mah. Major shirk lives the blood and wealth of the person to become halal. A shirk al-akbar, now you shirk al-mah. La yuqima, while the minor shirk does not make them to become halal. So these are the major differences between major shirk and minor shirk. But all of them are bad. A good Muslim should try as much as possible to avoid all kinds of shirk in all the activities. Whatever was done is right, may Allah reward us. Whatever was done is wrong, may Allah forgive us. We'll stop it in our next class, we'll go to Al-Fatul Qali, that's section 3, where the scholars are called Al-Kufr, that's belief. Fa'alikumu Anwar, it's definition and also time. Inshallah, that will be in our next class. If there are questions, I'll take a few questions before the Adhan session, inshallah. Al-Fatulah. No.
Okay? But if the native doctor
is dealing with supernatural things. Okay? God has in this place to have knowledge of the unseen. Things that you have come to them, even before you tell me, a problem will be telling you. I know you have come to go from it.
I think it's ideal, I think it's permissible. If you say, I didn't mean it, that is the best thing to do. I didn't say so. All right, I think it's funny people.
So what is it? Somebody married a Christian.
No.
Then they have a children.
No.
What if the children is following the mother as a child?
No.
Then does the person now don't have any problem of the children following the mother as a child?
No.
When if it says you have a responsibility upon your children,
yes,
and they will ask you,
yes,
about them.
I don't know. Okay. I said it the other time. Okay? One will say something is permissible. It does not mean it's for you. Okay? We cannot say that following Christian Islam is halal. It's not halal. The Quran makes it permissible. But you should know the implications of doing that. So if you are going to do a social relationship, then you must be ready. So carry out your responsibility as a father to make sure that you are practice the law. Because Allah says to us, Ya Ayyuhal Amanu, who am I from? Wa am I from? Now, save yourself and your watchmen from hellfire. So if you don't save them, you have committed sin. Because you are not to feel that obligation upon you to save them upon the teaching of Islam. Do you understand? And that's why if you know that you cannot, you will not be able to overpower your wife. That's why I say it's not the idea. It's not like a common. Now, go ahead. Now, let us listen. The Quran is contributing to the man's question. Now,
you are very